At the Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville, talking to Ashley Lyon, Deputy Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Ashley, working in the environmental side, you had a busy year in 2011 and a pretty good year. Some victories?
We did. Obviously, a very busy year. 2012 is also going to be a very busy year on the regulatory side especially. But we did have a few victories. One of the biggest was on the dust front. The administrator came out in October because of all the pushback that agriculture has voiced to the administration. She came out and said that she intends to propose to retain the current dust standard. That was a huge victory, and we are encouraged by her recognition that the science is just not there to support lowering the standard and the devastating impacts that it could have on agriculture across this country. But we also realize that this is just one review, and in 5 years we will be in the exact same position in reviewing this standard. So what agriculture and the cattle industry have demanded is permanent certainty that agriculture dust will no longer and will not in the future be regulated by the federal government, unless and until there is strong scientific evidence that there is a real concern out there, which to date is not the case. So that is why we have at NCBA have continued to push for the passage of the Farm Dust Regulation Prevention Act, which was introduced in the House back in April by Representative Kristi Noem from South Dakota, and actually passed the House in December by a very commanding bipartisan vote.
We keep hearing from administration officials and some people in the EPA that, you know, this was overblown. They had no intention of regulating farm dust. But you're telling us that it was a real threat.
Well, what the administration and what EPA has said is simply not true. The EPA has a current dust standard. That standard is very hard to meet in the Southwest currently. And cattle producers in the Southwest already spend hundreds of thousands of dollars watering down their dust. There were recommendations by EPA staff and by the Scientific Advisory Committee to double the stringency of the current standard. So not only are producers faced with regulations currently because of the standard that EPA sets, but all of agriculture across this country, the Midwest, West, and Southwest, would be thrown into nonattainment had the administrator, or if the administrator should lower the standard to double the stringencies that those recommendations said. So that is where our concern came from, and we, you know, voiced our concerns strongly to the administration many times. And we also, you know, pursued legislative help. And we were very successful with the campaign to get it out to farmers and ranchers about what they were laying the foundation to do. And there was grassroots pushback across the country that the administration, I think, finally recognized and decided not to propose to lower it.
So a victory there, at least getting it pushed back and hopefully finding a more concrete solution there. But as you mentioned, still some threats to the cattle industry with environmental regulations. You mentioned the Clean Water Act.
Right. There are a number of issues coming up under the Clean Water Act. One of the biggest issues is defining what a water of the United States is under the Clean Water Act, which is the basis for the federal authority. And the administration put out a guidance last year that attempted to expand their authority over all kinds and types of waters across the country. They received thousands of comments on that guidance that said how inappropriate it was, both substantively and procedurally. And we have seen the administration now is intending to perhaps push a rulemaking to redefine that waters of the United States and expand their authority, which we also think is inappropriate because that is not what Congress intended when they said you have authority over navigable waters and waters of the United States. So that is one issue where we will continue to push the administration, both trying through the regulatory process and also possibly, you know, through Congress.
And then the other issue you mentioned was reporting requirements for CAFOs, and as I understand it, this would take it to a kind of a whole new level as far as what cattlemen need to do?
Yeah, you're right. The Section 308 on the Clean Water Act authorizes the EPA to get information from point sources. And some CAFOs do qualify as point sources. Some do not. The information request that EPA has proposed, they proposed in October, actually goes out to all CAFOs. So that includes those that are discharging, those that are not discharging. And based on the Fifth Circuit's decision last March, EPA does not have that full authority that they're trying to use here. And so we have made our feelings very, very clear in our comments that we submitted along with many other livestock organizations in January. Not only are they going beyond their authority under the Clean Water Act in making this request, but they're also putting at risk all of our operations, because their plan is that they have required CAFOs across the country to submit this laundry list of information, which includes latitude and longitude or address of your production area. This information will be uploaded to EPA's website on an easily searchable database, and that is accessible across the globe. So that raises numerous concerns, one of which is harassment by environmentalist extremist groups here in the States, as well as terrorist attacks, you know, from foreign and domestic entities. So those are some serious concerns. Homeland Security has raised these same concerns, and we are hoping that the EPA recognizes these valid concerns dealing with the security of our food industry, and will pull back this rule.
In his State of the Union address, the president talked about, you know, wanting to get rid of unnecessary regulations and regulatory burdens. But at the same time, it seems like we keep hearing of new ones coming around. So who's telling the truth here?
Well, you know, there have been thousands of rules and regulations that have come out of this administration. And more than other administrations, they have been significant, you know, economically significant regulations. And that we see a lot of them are created through settlement agreements with environmentalists. So we call those sweetheart agreements that require the agency then to promulgate a rule that they may not even have authority to do under the law. The 308 comment, the information gathering request, is actually part of one such settlement agreement with environmentalists, where they didn't settle with the industry petitioners, they did settle with the environmentalist petitioners, and they agreed to promulgate this rule. And so that's obviously extremely concerning, and we only see the agency engaging in more of those agreements and promulgating more rules where industry is not at the table, and that are going to be economically devastating to the cattle industry and agriculture as a whole.